I don't know who was here the last time that we took this study. And who was not here? Yes, Alice, May. Who else was not here?
谁不在这儿啊？就是在周以前的那个学习，谁没有在这儿的？看看谁。Yeah,
you weren't here, did you? Yeah. All right, well.
Yeah, we need to do a review.
We need to do a review. I think we should. And if we, I don't know if we need to read the whole story again.
Okay.
But maybe it would be a good idea if we did. If we just read the whole chapter, would that be fitting?
Okay.
I think it will be. There's 47 verses.
Okay.
There's quite a few. But no, let's read the first 30 verses. We'll read 30 verses,
okay.
And then we'll make some comments, and then we can go on from there.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. 我们先读约翰福音的五章一节到三十节哈。我们顺序读一下，一节一节往下读。这事以后，到了犹太人的一个节期，耶稣就上耶路撒冷去。
在耶路撒冷靠近羊门有一个池子，希伯来话叫做毕士大，旁边有五个廊子，里面躺着瞎眼的、瘸腿的、血气枯干的许多病人。有古卷在此，粉厚水洞。
在哪？这还读吗？小的。
读。
可以读下。
住那个呢是吧？
对，
有古卷在此等候水洞，因为有天使按时下池子搅动那水，水洞以后水心下去，无论害什么病都痊愈了。
在那里有一个人病了38年，耶稣看见他躺着，知道他病了许久，就问他说，你要病愈吗？你要痊愈吗？不好意思。
病人回答说，先生，水洞的时候没有人把我放在池子里，我正去的时候就有别人比我先下去。
耶稣对他说，起来拿你的褥子走吧。那人立刻痊愈，就拿起褥子来走了。
那天是安息日，所以犹太人对那医好的人说，今天是安息日，你拿褥子是不可以的。
他却回答说，那时我痊愈的对我说，你拿你的褥子走吧。
但是他们回答他说，对你说拿褥子走的是什么人？
那医好的人不知道是谁，因为那里的人多，耶稣已经躲开了。
后来耶稣在店里遇见他，对他说，你已经痊愈了，不要再犯罪，恐怕你遭遇了更加厉害。那人就去告诉犹太人，使他痊愈的是耶稣。
所以犹太人逼迫耶稣，因为他在安息日做了这事。
耶稣就对他们说，我父做事直到如今，我也做事。
你读。所以犹太人越发现了要杀他，因他不但服了安息日，恳切神，神为他的父将事几乎神当遭肯定。
耶稣对他们说，我实实在在地告诉你们，子凭着自己不能做什么，唯有看见父所做的，子才能做。父所做的事，子也照样做。
父爱子，将自己所做的一切事都指给他看，还要将比这更大的事指给他看，叫你们稀奇。
父怎样叫死人起来，使他们活着，子也照样随自己的意思使人活着。
父不审判什么人，乃将审判的事全交于子。
李大人，你也读一段吗？23节。
叫人都尊重子，如同尊重父一样。不尊敬子的，就是不尊敬差子来的父。
我实实在在的告诉你们，那听我话又信差我来者的，就有永生。不至于定罪，是已经出死入生了。
我实实在在地告诉你，时候将到，现在就是了。死人要听见神儿子的声音，听见的人就要活了。
因为父怎样在自己有生命，
就赐给他儿子，就照样在他自己有生命，
并且因为他是人子，就赐给他行审判的权柄。
你们不要把这事看作稀奇，时候要到，凡在坟墓里的都要听见他的声音，就出来。
行善的复活得生，作恶的复活定罪。
我凭着自己不能做什么，我怎么听见就怎么审判，我的审判也是公平的，因为我不求自己的意思，只求那差我来者的意思。
So here we have a story of healing a lame man, a paralyzed man. He's partially paralyzed at a place called the Pool of Bethesda.
那我们这里有一个医治好瘫子哈，这个在一个叫毕士大池子边上的故事。
Now Bethesda means house of mercy. Beth is house. Bethesda is house of mercy.
那毕士大在原文里呢，就是怜悯之屋的意思啊。毕就是这个 birth， 其实就是屋子的意思。后面那个士大其实就是怜悯的意思，就怜悯的屋子。
If the Spirit of God records something in the Scripture, there is an important lesson to be learned.
如果神的话记在这里啊，一定是有一些重要的教导。
Bethesda was the place where the Lord Jesus, in His mercy, He heals this man.
所以毕士大就意味着呢，耶稣在他的怜悯里医治了这个瘫子。
There was a problem, however.
但是现在有个问题。
And that problem was not with the healing of the man, nor with the Lord Jesus, but the healing was with the religious people.
这个问题呢，既不是来自于这个被医好的人，也不是来自于耶稣，而是来自于那些宗教人士。
You see, these religious people, the Pharisees, they had very strict ideas about the Sabbath day.
你会看见这些法利赛人，他们有非常严格的想法关于这个安息日。
The Sabbath was the sixth day, or the seventh day rather.
安息日呢是第七天，一周的最后一天。
And in 6 days God created the heavens and the earth, and the seventh day He rested.
那神在一天到六天里创造了天和地，第七天他就安息了。
Now God, under the law of Moses, instructed the children of Israel that they were to keep the Sabbath day.
所以神在摩西律法里呢就告诉犹太人要守这个安息日。
It was a day of rest.
这是一个安息的日子，休息的日子。
The idea there, though, is that it was a rest for man.
所以这样的意义呢，背后的意义是，这是人休息的一天。
It was a rest from their burdens of work.
是从他们工作的劳累中安息。
The Sabbath was made for man, it says in the scriptures.
所以安息日是为人做的，圣经说。
But the religious leaders, they had made it a religious icon or a religious idol, really, is what they had made it.
但是呢，宗教人士却把这个安息日变成了一个偶像，变成了一个宗教化的象征。
And so they had written extra laws that you couldn't, for example, you couldn't, a Sabbath day, you could not walk more than 3 miles.
所以他会在上面加了很多条件，比如说安息日呢，你不能走超过3英里的路。
They weren't allowed to cook.
然后不能烧饭吃。
There's a whole bunch of restrictions by their law.
然后他们就定了好多好多有限制哈。
And when the Lord Jesus healed this man on the Sabbath day, he came into opposition with the religious leaders.
所以当耶稣在安息日医好了这个病人了以后呢，他就站在了这些宗教人士的对立面上。
That's what we read in verse 16.
这就是16节讲的。
So because Jesus was doing these things on the Sabbath, the Jews persecuted him.
所以犹太人呢，因为他安息日治病，就逼迫耶稣。
So even though Bethesda was the called the house of mercy, they wanted to turn it into the house of the hard law.
所以虽然这个毕士大叫怜悯之物，但是宗教人士想把它变成什么？严酷的律法之物。
They weren't interested in the welfare of this man.
他不是特别介意这个摊子的福祉啊。
They were interested in their own religion.
他只介意他们自己的宗教。
And so, the idea of the Sabbath is a day of rest.
所以这样的一个概念啊，安息日的概念其实就是休息的那一天，就这个意思。
In the New Testament, that rest is a rest that of a work that was accomplished by the Lord Jesus Christ.
那新约的安息呢，是安息在耶稣已经做成的那个功，那个事实上面。
On the cross of Calvary, there he offered himself a perfect sacrifice.
那在十字架上，在加略山上，他已经把他自己献成那完美的祭物。
A sacrifice that paid all the sin.
那样的一个祭物呢，付上了一切罪的赎价。
So that anyone through believing in that finished work of Christ, they can rest from their labors, their religious labors.
所以在任何人他付借着信靠啊，他付上了这个赎价以后呢，他就能够在他一切的劳苦中安息了。
They don't need to work for a salvation.
他们不需要通过自己的工作努力去得到这个救恩。
You can't try to please a holy God.
你不能靠着自己的功去取悦这个，使这个永生神来喜悦你。
Instead, God has done all the work.
相反呢，神已经把一切的工作做好。
Just like when he made the heavens and the earth in 6 days, he made it all. He didn't ask us to do anything.
就像他在六天里造好天地万物一样，他也没问我们呢，他一切就把这个造好。
And so in his work of salvation, which was a far greater work,
而且他的救恩的工作确实比创造的工作要更伟大的工作。
All he asks us to do is to believe, and we enter into his Sabbath rest.
然后他要我们做的就是相信，然后我们进到他的安息里面去。
We enjoy the work of salvation that the Savior accomplished.
然后我们喜悦享受这个救主已经成就的安息。
That's what the picture of the Sabbath day is for us today.
这就是今天我们的要看见这个安息日在新约里的意义。
It's not a rest for earthly labors.
它不是一个像旧约那个安息日是在地上的劳苦中歇下来。
It's a spiritual rest that you can enter into simply by faith.
这是一个属灵的安息，你借着单纯的信心进去以后，你灵里就一切的负担都交托了。
Trusting the finished work of Christ.
相信呢已经做成了的功，基督在十字架上做成了的功。
Just like you can't add anything to the creation, you cannot add anything to God's salvation.
就像呢，你靠着自己的，你不能加任何的一点在神的创造上，让它变得更美。你也不能加任何的一点，自己靠着自己的努力加在神的救恩上，让它变得更完全。
These Pharisees were making the Sabbath a condition of pleasing God.
但是呢，这些法利赛人、宗教人士却把这个安息日啊做成了一个条件，这个条件是让你去取悦这个永生神的。
And of course, the motivation behind all this was that they would gain power over people.
当然了，这里面他最深的动机，这些法利赛人呢，他是借着这个能够取得控制这些子民的这些犹太人的权利。
And that shows their hatred for him.Is that they wanted to persecute him, there it says in verse 16.
所以十六节呢，他们就因着这个事情开始要逼迫耶稣了。
And notice what the Lord Jesus says now.
那看看耶稣怎么跟他们说的。
He justifies his work on the Sabbath day by saying that the Father works and he works.
然后他怎么来让自己就做这件事情是有意义的，或者说是可行的呢？就是他说父做事直到如今我也做事。
You see what happened with the first man and woman?
对于第一个的男人和女人发生了什么事？
God had made a perfect heaven and a perfect earth.
神造了完美的天和完美的地。
And in this perfect earth, there was a certain area called Eden.
在这个完美的地上面有一个地方叫伊甸。
It was a special area of earth.
这是地上的一个特殊的地方。
And in this special area called Eden, God made a special garden.
啊，在这个伊甸呢，神做了一个特别的园子。
And there he put the man and the woman.
然后呢，他把男人女人放进去。
He gave them only one test.
他只给他们一个试验。
It was a test of obedience.
就是顺服。
And he said, "You should not eat of the tree in the middle of the garden, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil."
他说你们不能够。吃园子当中善恶树的果子。
Well, we know the story that how they disobeyed.
我们也知道这个故事，他们怎么悖逆的。
Eve was deceived by the serpent.
因为夏娃被蛇引诱了。
Adam went into it with his eyes wide open.
然后，亚当呢，虽然看见了，但是也跟从他了。
And as a result of one man's rebellious action, sin entered the world.
然后呢？作为这个结果，因为一个人的悖逆呢，罪就进到了整个世界。
And death by sin.
然后罪就因着死，死就因着罪而来了。
And death has passed upon all men and women because all have sinned.
然后死就一代一代一代一代进到了人里，所有的人都是一样。
We're all children of Adam.
所以我们都是亚当的后裔。
And we're all under the sentence of death.
我们都是在罪的死的审判之下。
What did God do?
神做什么呢？
He could have wiped the blackboard clean.
他完全可以把这个黑板擦干净，擦光算了。
He could have destroyed the creation, made another one.
他可以完全把这创造抹去，再做一个。
But he had a big plan.
但他有个大的计划。
And that plan was he was going to show his love to these rebellious creatures.
这个计划就是他要把他的爱呀，显明给这些悖逆的人看。
And so he begins to work.
他开始工作了。
He works, first of all, he clothes Adam and Eve with coats of skins.
那第一个工作呢，他就给亚当夏娃啊披上了皮子做的衣服。
He establishes the principle of sacrifice.
他借着这件事情呢，就建立了一个献祭的仪式。
That is the need of another life given for the life that has been forfeited.
那这里的属灵含义就是要，罪是需要另一个生命的代价来赎的。
And as we read the Old Testament, as you go through it, you'll see God revealing Himself more and more and more.
那随着时间的推移呢，神就是一点一点把自己啊越来越多的启示给人。
And God has been working all through the Old Testament through the nation of Israel.
然后呢，神在整个旧约里面借着犹太人呢，以色列人呢，就一直是在做工。
Sending them prophets.
差先知下去。
And promising that a Deliverer would come one day who would settle the whole question of sin.
然后呢，一直给了他们个应许，就是有一天会有一个先知，一个基督要来解决一切的问题。
So God's Sabbath rest had ended, and he was beginning to work. The Old Testament is all God's working.
所以神那个安息啊，创造的安息已经停了。那他现在呢，又新的一个工作的周期在开始，前面就是在以色列人在工作。
So the Lord Jesus says there in verse 17.
所以，这就是耶稣在这里说，十七节说，我父做事直到如今。
My Father is always at his work to this very day, and I too am working.
他说我也在做事。
There was no Sabbath.The Sabbath was ruined, wasn't it?
所以，因着犯罪呢，安息已经没有了，已经被破坏了。
He begins the work of redemption.
他已经开始了新的救赎的工作。
And the Lord Jesus has come to complete the work that the Father has sent him to do.
那耶稣呢，必须要来完成他父差来要他做的工。
And so he says, "My Father."
所以他说我的父。
Now, the Jews knew what he was saying there.
犹太人知道他在说什么。
He didn't say our father.
他没有说我们的父。
It wasn't like a general fatherhood of God.
因为讲到我们的父呢，大家就知道他讲那个永生神了。
He said my father.
他说我的父。
As distinct from everyone else on the earth, he was one with the father.
所以他就借着这句话呢，就把他和地上一切的其他的区分开来了。其他人，他和那个天上的父是有独特的。
And the Jew,
非常独特的关系。
The Jews understood that.
犹太人明白他这句话的意思。
Now many people say today that Jesus never said that he was the Son of God.
因为很多人今天说呢，耶稣从来没有说他是神的圣子。
That's absolutely false.
这完全是不对的。
This next statement is, or that statement that he says is my father, uniquely my father, is saying that he's equal with God.
所以这句话讲到我父，独特讲到我的父，其实就把他和天上永生神啊对等起来。
Look at verse 18.
看十八节。
For this reason, the Jews tried all the harder to kill him. Not only was he breaking the Sabbath, but he was even calling God His own father, making himself equal with God.
所以犹太人越发想要杀他，不单是犯了安息日，而且因为他是神的父，将自己和神当平等。
The Jews understood his claim.
因为犹太人知道他的意思。
And they were the best accredited people to understand what he was saying.
他们也是呢。最好的一群人啊，在地上，真正明白耶稣讲的含义的，其他的民族的人还听不懂。
What he was saying was that he was God, very God.
他讲的意思呢，其实他就是神了。
So they weren't persecuting him now. They wanted to kill him.
所以犹太人就要想要杀他，因为他把自己摆在跟神一样的位置。
Now the Lord Jesus, in, you might say, his defense of this position that he's revealed to them.
那耶稣呢，在这个场景里呢，你也可以说他是想更多的解释。那至少呢，他在开始启示他自己啊。
Although he needs no defense,
因为他知道，其实他不需要解释，不需要辩护。
But in his grace, he's going to reveal something to these leaders of the nation.
但是因着他的恩典呢，他想用这个机会呢，给这些犹太人一些更多的启示，他是谁。
And he's going to give seven reasons why he is equal to the Father.
他要给出七个理由，为什么他和永生神是对等的，同等的。
And so,We see there in verse 19, for example.
19节
He says here, the Son, I tell you the truth, the Son can do nothing by himself. He can do only what he sees his Father doing, because whatever the Father does, the Son does also.
他说我实在告诉你们只凭着自己不能做什么唯有看见父做的子才能做父所做的事子也照样做
it doesn't sound like a very strong claim here, does it?
这听起来好像不是一个特别强的辩护
But let's examine it closely.
我们仔细来看一下
What he's claiming here is that he's one in purpose and he's one in the planning with the Father.
这里他讲的其实是他是在那个父的计划里的那一个，而且是有目的的来的那一个。
In the Godhead,
在神的
the Father,
计划里
，the Son, the Holy Spirit, They all are one in purpose and one in acting.
所以圣父、圣子、圣灵呢，他们三个都是合一的，是一起工作的。
When he says here, he can do nothing by himself.
他这里说的他自己不能做什么呢？
He's not talking about being limited.
他并不是在讲他被限制了。
He's talking about acting in unison with God.
他是在讲合一的，在主里合一的做。
That his purposes and his actions are the same as God's.
那这样的话，他的目的、他的行为都是和永生神是一样的。
That's not limitation.
这不是一个限制。
That's union.
这是合一。
And also,as the perfect man on earth, he is in complete dependence upon God.
但是呢，作为一个完全地上的人呢，他也是完整的人，他也完全的倚靠神。
He has two natures.
他有两个本性啊。
In one.
两个本性在一起的。
When he became a man, he took on human nature.
当他变成人的时候呢，他是个完全的人性。
But he never ceased to exist as God.
但是他同时呢，不会停止啊，他作为神的那个本性，他依然是个神。
As God, he was in complete conformity to the Godhead's purposes.
所以他作为神呢，他是完全在三位一体的神的合一里面的。
God is not divided.
神是不分开的。
But the mystery of his humanity, in that mystery, he's a man that is in complete dependence upon God.
但是在他完全道成肉身成为一个人呢，这样的奥秘里面呢，当他显示人性的时候，他都是完全倚靠，像我们一样来去祷告，来去求父，他完全倚靠父神。
The first man, Adam, he acted independently of God.
那第一个人亚当，他是完全独立于神来工作的。
And he brought ruin to himself and to the whole world.
然后他把自己呢给毁了，也毁了整个后面的后裔。
But this God-man is going to be completely dependent upon God.
但是这个属神的人，耶稣呢，他要完全的依靠神。
And in his obedience,
在他的顺服里
，he would go.To the place of sacrifice of himself.
他要走到那个献祭的地方。
To be able to reconcile back to God the things that had been ruined by sin.
他要把已经被亚当毁坏的这一切呢开始和神和好，要重新修复。
We can do whatever we want.
那我们可以做我们想做的事情。
We can make choices against God's will.
我们也可以用自由意志来抵挡神。
We're free to choose.
我们有自己选择的权利。
The Lord Jesus Christ was not free to do anything but the Father's will.
但是耶稣呢，给我们的榜样是他除了父的旨意，他不去做其他的事。
As God, it was the only possible way for him to act.
那父神是唯一的方式，他带出行为的原因。
And as a man, it was his only desire was to fulfill the will of God.
那作为一个人呢，他唯一的盼望就是去实现父神的旨意。
Now you can see how complicated John's simple words are.
你会看见这个约翰的这个简单的话背后有多么复杂的意思。
But his simple words brings us into the mysteries of the very person of God.
那他呢，把神的本性啊，神的里面的真理，借着这简单的话能启示出来。
So that's the first thing that he says. He's equal to the God the Father. He's equal in his working, in his actions.
所以呢，这是第一个七个里面第一个，就他在他的工作里，他是和神同等的。
He's not like us, who can disobey God's laws.
他不像我们，我们会因着罪哈，会悖逆神的律法。
He could not.
他不会。
He was equal in his working and his actions.
所以在他的行为里，在他所做的时候，他和神是同等。
Secondly,
第二个呢
？He's equal in knowledge of the Father.
他也和神在知识上是一
致的。He says there in verse 20.
在二十节。
He says, for the Father loves the Son and shows him all he does. Yes, to your amazement, he will show him even greater things than these.
父爱子将自己所做的一切指给他看，还要比这更大的事指给他看，叫你们稀奇。
Only people who are intimate with one another are going to share their deepest secrets.
你知道吗？只有两个特别亲近的人啊，才会分享最深的知识和秘密。
You don't share the deepest feelings that you have with strangers or with acquaintances.
你不会把你最深的感受，里面最深的感受，跟一个陌生人，跟一个路人去分享。
It's only the people that you have the most intimate relationships with that you are able to open up and share those deep thoughts.
只有你最亲近的人，你才可能把你里面最深的感受呢，向他倾诉，向他敞开。
And that's what he says here in verse 20.
这就是他二十节说的。
The Father loves the Son and shows him everything that he does.
这就二十节这个逻辑啊，就是因为父爱子，他们特别的亲密啊，所以父就把自己一切的事呢，就指给他看。
There's nothing that's hidden between the two.
在的父和子之间是没有什么隐藏的东西。
The Father knows all that the Son knows, and the Son knows all that the Father knows.
父知道子一切的事，子也知道父一切的事。
Because they have shared their intimate knowledge.
因为他们在最深的亲密的关系里呢，他们彼此都分享的。
So there's two things now, equal in knowledge and equal in working.
所以呢，这里有两件事，第一是在工作上，在做事上是同等；第二是在知识上是同等。
Thirdly,
第三
，the whole purpose of him coming into the world and the saving is that he might save people from death.
那他来在地上来的目的就是使死人复活啊，使死人能够从死里。
And so the Son is equal in resurrecting power.
所以在使人复活的这个能力上呢，父和子是同等的。
Verse 21.
二十一节。
For just as the Father raises the dead and gives them life, even so the Son gives life to whom he is pleased to give it.
父怎样叫死人起来使他们活着，子也是照样。
Later on chapter 11, we read the Lord Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life.
所以在后面的约翰十一章里面讲到拉撒路那个故事，说主说我是复活，我是生命。
So he's equal to the Father in able to resurrect the dead.
所以他和父同等呢，把死在什么方面呢，这个点就是在死人复活的事情上他也是同等。
And three times recorded in the Gospels, the Lord Jesus raised people from the dead.
因三次啊，福音书记载，耶稣让死人复活。
He never attended a funeral service.
他从来没有参加过一个葬礼仪式。
He ruined every funeral service he ever attended.
他破坏了这个别人的葬礼仪式啊，就把这个安葬的人都叫醒了。
Because he raised them from the dead.
因为他把这个要被安葬的人叫醒了。
And handed the dead ones, he handed them living back into the arms of those that were mourning.
他把这个要安葬的人活着交在了那些哀伤的人手里。
He turned every mourning into a great feast of joy.
他把一切的哀伤变成了盛宴的喜乐。
Only God could do that.
只有神可以做。
But the Lord Jesus said, I can raise the dead too.
所以耶稣说呢，我也可以啊，这说明他跟父在这个上面是一样的。
The Father raises the dead, even so the Father gives life to whomever he is pleased to give it.
这是二十一节。
那我问个问题。不好意思。
没事。
就是我两点啊，一个是我还想问安息这件事情。那安息刚才讲的是就是 那对于现在基督徒来说，这个安息是一个什么概念？是你信了你就安息了，还是你死了你就灵魂就到基督那里了，你就安息了
？OK，
这个安息
先问第一个问题啊。Yeah, two questions. Firstly, is on the Sabbath day. So, for the New Testament Sabbath, so what's the New Testament Sabbath mean?So does that mean if I believe and then I enter the Sabbath of New Testament, or after I died in this world, that I enter into eternal rest?
No, it's a rest now.
It's rest now.
Yeah. We don't keep the Sabbath day now. That's Saturday is the Sabbath. We don't observe the Sabbath now. The Sabbath was given to Israel as a sign that there was a God was going to give them a rest. Now, we have that rest. The rest of an accomplished work on Calvary.
所以，我们不是像犹太人那样去守安息。安息日其实是礼拜六了，一周的最后一天是礼拜六。所以我们不是像这个犹太人，这样每个礼拜六去守这个安息日。那我们现在的安息呢，在新约里其实是神已经完全做成的，就是十字架的功，那已经完全做成的救赎之功，就是我们的安息。
也就是说，我们现在都安息，只要你信，你都安息。
Yeah, so long as you believe, and then you are in the
yes, yes, yeah. You enter the rest by faith.
对，你是借着信心进到那个安息里去。
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
好，你第二个问题。
第二个问题就是我这个理解不清这个三位一体这个概念啊，因为经刚才一直在讲，
对，
其实就是圣父、圣子、圣灵的三位一体。我不明白的是，就是在当耶稣在十字架上，在那几个小时的时候，他不是已经分开了吗？
对，
那是不是说在整个这个？这个历史上只有在那几个小时是这个是分开的，剩下的所有时间从耶稣诞生一直到现在它都是合在一起的，但是在那三个小时是分开的。那三个小时其实是God 上帝圣父在入所有的东西，按照他的计划把圣子让他死掉，然后去赎罪。也就是说，在那三个小时，他们是不是在一起的？圣父、圣子、圣灵这三件事儿。
So, for the Trinity, yeah, God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Because in the on the cross, that 3 hours darkness, God the Father and God the Son separated because of the punishment on the.On the God's Son. So does that mean only that point they are separated? Or the other time they are all together, they are Trinity. So is that true? So maybe you can explain a little bit on the Trinity.
There was a darkness over the whole land. And there's a darkness, in a sense, a spiritual darkness that we can never enter into when he was made sin for us, and he was abandoned. The word is forsaken, abandoned. Doesn't say separated. It says abandoned. What that means, even John, I'm not sure knows.
所以他用的这个词呢，其实更准确的词哈，不是分开，不是 separate， 是 forsaken， 或者说 abandoned， 就是。对，所以这个词呢，到底你怎么去理解它呢？他说，也许使徒约翰也不一定知道，因为我们能看见的就是有三个小时的黑暗，但是这个三个小时黑暗里面，属灵的层面到底发生了什么？神并没有告诉我们，神并没有告诉我们，神只是告诉我们，就是用了一个词叫 forsaken， 就是 abandoned。
Some help might be given by the fact that the Lord Jesus did not say, my Father, why have you forsaken me? He said, my God, why have you forsaken me?
所以呢，有一种的解释呢，他并没有说哈， 他没有说我的父我的父你为什么离弃我，他说我的神我的神你为什么离弃我。耶稣在十字架上十架七言里面有一句叫我的神我的神，这句话呢其实是诗篇里大卫的一句，他直接用过来大卫的一句话，所以他用的是我的神我的神。
I can only speculate but I think that there may have been the father and son relationship, but the God and man relationship, God as God forsook the man who was made sin.
那可以这么理解呢，他没有在讲父和子，他是在讲呢神，因为耶稣在那个时候是完全的人，神离弃了人。
But we're not given any explanation. It's a mystery. It's a mystery how God could suffer for our sins. But we have the declaration at the end that the Lord Jesus said, He cried out a triumphant cry. It is finished.
对，这其实是一个奥秘来着，就是为什么在那个十字架上，他作为永生神，他能够替我们付上这个被审判的代价。我们只有一个事情是知道的，就是在十架七言的最后一句，耶稣以一个胜利的声音喊出来说成了。
Redemption is complete.
然后救赎完成了。
The price has been paid.
然后代价被付上了。
And now the work of God has been finished.
然后神的功呢结束了。
He finished the first work of creation in 6 days, and he finished the work of salvation there after those 3 hours.
所以他在六天里面做了他创造的工，他在这三个小时结束的时候做成了他救赎的工。
And so God showed his approval of that sacrifice by raising Jesus from the dead.
然后呢，父神，怎么样？我们知道他悦纳了这个救赎之功呢？就是他三天以后把耶稣复活了。
And we're justified by faith in that finished work.
啊，然后我们也借着信心呢，在这个做成的救赎之功里，我们得着救恩。
God declares the believer; He declares them righteous.
所以神是宣布那一切信的人是义的。它是这么一个状态。
By the trust in that completed work.
借的就是你完全信靠这样做成的一个完全的功。
We cannot add anything to God's salvation.
神做的这个做的功，我们不能加任何的东西，这个跟我们一点都做，我们完全没有关系。
It's a finished work and he wants us to just believe so that we enter into his eternal rest.
这是一个完全完美已经完整的工作，我们只是借着信心，完全的信心，然后进到他的安息里去。
And so no one will be able to glory in God's presence.
所以没有人在神的这个，就没有人能去抢夺神的荣耀了，这是荣耀都归给他的。
Those that trust Christ as Savior will be in heaven, and all praise and worship will go to the one who made himself the least.
这就是为什么在天上一定一切的荣耀尊贵和颂赞都是归给永生神。
And that really displays the depth of God's love for us.
对，这个其实展现了神对我们爱的那个深啊，深如此之深。
That he loved us so much that he would give his only son.
他如此爱我们，他把圣子赐给我。
That whoever believes in him will never perish but have
一切信他的不至灭亡，反而
everlasting life。
我还有个问题，因为刚刚他在说三位一体，我一直不是太能理解，今天听了呢，我这样理解不知道对不对，我想确认一下，就是圣父圣子圣灵嘛，这是三位，我一直搞不清楚为什么他们又是一体，是不是一体所说的一体就是他们必须是同时做工的，就是圣子和圣灵所做的肯定是圣父的旨意，绝对不可能是 他们会独自去做任何的事情，不管是合神心或者不合神心，就是三位一起，就是三位肯定是同时做工，是不是这个意思？
Yeah, so she also talk about Trinity. So she said for a long time she did not fully understand the meaning of Trinity.
I don't understand it yet right now.
And she said, is that right? Because which means from this passage, which means God the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit, at any time they work together for one thing. So neither one will do a thing that by himself, by him, his own view, independent. But three all together, they will do things one purpose and all together.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes, amen. Yes.
是的，
谢谢。
是这样。
我一直是很困惑，说
是这样，
听了我才觉得
是这样，
是不是？
对，他不会自己
对
掰为他的私意去做的，都是三个都是一样的。
圣经里面他是用复数嘛，那就复数说明三位
是
一定存在的。
是的。
那我就是我就想什么叫一起？今天听了，我想是不是就一定是同时做工，所以他们就是一起的，不可分割的。
我也一直有一个理解，不知道对不对啊？问了 Eric， 就是我觉得其实就跟我们人的灵魂体是一样的。就是一个人，我有灵魂体，其实它是统一的，可是它又是又可以单独存在的，但是他们是一定是一起做工的，我是这么理解
的。So she said probably like a man, spirit, soul, and flesh can exist independently, but need to work for one purpose altogether.
Yeah, that's a good illustration.
这是很好的这个解释。
I don't think we ever will understand completely. We know that God is one.
我们知道呢，我们知道神是唯一的。
And three distinct persons.
然后三个独立的位格。
And we understand a little of the way that they work together.
我们能够理解一点点他们是怎么一起工作的。
The Father is the source.
啊，神，父神是那个源头。
He's the one who begins, who initiates.
他是那一个初始的去启动发动的那个。
It's the Son who manifests the Father and carries out His will. He's the executive of the Father.
那圣子呢？他是那一个显明去执行的那个部分啊。他把神父神的旨意显出来。
And the Spirit of God is He that reveals Him, reveals the Lord Jesus to us.
那圣灵呢是把父神和基督的灵啊启示给我们的那一位。
He's the revealer, you might say.
他是那个启示者。
He reveals the Son who reveals the invisible Father.
他启示了基督，那基督呢就是。执行父神旨意的那一位。
We read that the Spirit does not speak of himself.
我们知道圣灵从来不会讲自己所讲的。
He glorifies the Son.
他总是荣耀圣子。
Because it's through the Son that we can understand the Father.
因为我们借着圣子就能理解父了。
We understand the Son by the Spirit.
那我们理解圣子呢，是借着圣灵在我们里面的启示，我们理解圣子。
So, that's all I know.
这是我知道，我所知道的全部。
但是那个
，Don't ask me anymore. Maybe.
那就不问了。
Yeah, it's okay. 你问吧，问吧。Yeah,
oh, yes.
Go ahead.你问，他开玩笑。
那我接着问啊，因为刚才其实我是讲那个安息的这个概念啊。那你信了以后，其实这个意思基本上就是说你在灵魂的层面你就已经安息了。
对。
但是人还有肉体的层面。
对。
肉体层面到底应该和灵魂，对于基督徒来说，到底应该和灵魂层面一致呢？我一想，如果要一致呢，我肉体层面也应该。安息了， 那其实只要是不是就是说人只要活着，他的肉体的层面和灵魂的层面就是不一样的，因为你很难真正意义的安息。而且我还想知道的是，这个肉体层面的这个思想，我脑子里想什么，这到底是属于肉体层面的东西
还是
属于灵魂层面的东西？因为那我脑子，如果说我脑子里想的东西是灵魂层面的东西，那也就意味着我脑子就是，其实人的所有的做工啊努力啊就都没有必要了，因为你要安息。那如果你的脑子里想的东西或者说你这个思想是属于肉体层面的东西，那我觉得我就是一混乱的，就是我一想这个到底安息不安息我就不明白。
Yeah, she's still talking about Sabbath. Yeah, rest. Rest, not Sabbath. So, because we, after we believe in God, Lord Jesus, we are saved and we enter the eternal rest, right? But we are still in flesh.
Yeah.
But how to compromise this too? Because sometimes we're in a conflict.
Because when you are thinking about something, it's actually active. It's not our kind of rest.
So she's doubting what's your mind, what's your thinking, your spiritual thinking or flesh.
It's our flesh thinking,
yeah.
Because I cannot understand, you know, everyone has a consciousness, right?
Yeah.
When we are talking about the consciousness, is it part of the spiritual stuff, or is that kind of flesh?
No, the conscience is God's light, giving us help in understanding what is right and what's wrong. It's like a candle. But we have his spirit. You see, when you're born again by the Spirit of God, you get God's spirit indwelling you. That spirit can never sin. A Christian has a new nature, but the old nature is still there. We are told to reckon it to be dead. But it surfaces all the time. So you have this inner conflict. But it's not a conflict with God. Because the moment you believe, you enter into his rest. Even though there may be inner conflict, that's only local and it's only for a time. Until the time when we're taken into his presence, and then we'll be perfected like Christ. We'll enter into that final rest in the reality. But as far as
I better, 是不圣洁，这个是完全圣洁的，而且从那一刻一直到永恒的，这个是不变的，只不过呢，你还在地上的时候，比如说我今天得救，我几十年以后再死，这一段的时间里呢，这样的冲突会在你里面，会在属地的，是在这个地方，在这个地球上，在你的里面会一直存在的，这就是一个实际的状态。那什么时候结束呢？你死了。死了以后，你的这因为你肉体就没有了，他就完全不会再搅扰你了。那在那个时候，这个救赎是，但是你在得救的那一刻呢，你在天上的那个状态，他就已经是进到了永恒里去了。这个是不变的。
那也就是说，其实你现在我们的思想这些层面，其实也全部都是属于肉体层面。
其实是属地，你经常会被属地的东西占据。
There's a difference between what we say in English, our standing and our state.
所以这是一个什么状态呢？我们英语说呢，就是我的一个 standing 就是我的站的位置哈，我的地位。State 就是我的状态，我的地位和状态是有区别的。
Our standing with God is one thing, and the state of our being is another.
所以呢，我在神国里的地位是一回事，我现在的状态又是一回事。
As far as God is concerned, we have been justified from all things.
所以借着我们的信呢，借着耶稣做成的那个功呢，我们是一切的义，在地位上的一切的功已经完了，已经做成了。
We are his child, and that can never be changed.
我们是他的孩子，那就不能再改变了。
You're born again.
你已经重生了。
Forever.
永恒里就重生了。
But our state can be, we may be very discouraged. We may be very unhappy.
但我们的状态会变的，我们有可能呢，会非常的沮丧，非常的不高兴。
The example, a good example is the prodigal son.
那很好的例子就是那个浪子。
We're all familiar with the story of the prodigal son.
都知道浪子的那个故事。
The prodigal son had a standing as a son.
那浪子呢，他有一个地位，这个地位就是儿子的地位。
That never changed.
儿子生出来就是儿子了，儿子是不变的。
Even though when he was far away, had spent all his inheritance, he did not feel that he was a son. He thought he'd lost his standing as a son.
即使到一个状态，他把他爸的这个遗产全挥霍光了，啊，在远处跟娼妓以这个一直败坏到一个程度。他觉得我都不配做这个儿子了，我就是个雇工了。到这样的情况下
，And when he was starving, he said to himself, "I'm going to go back to my father as a servant."
在他饥饿的时候，他说：“哎呀，我要回到我父亲那里去，我作为一个雇工回去。
”He thought he lost his standing.
他认为他已经失掉了他的地位。
But the father saw the son and said, "Would have nothing of a servant." Remember, he wanted to say, "Father." Make me a servant. The father, he didn't even get that out of his mouth.
所以你会看见，当他回去跟他父亲说，把我当做个雇工吧，他父亲根本没回他这一点。
So,
他父亲直接还是以儿子的名分来带他，所以他的地位是没有变的。
In his disobedience, his conscience was defiled. He was unhappy, separated from the love of his father.But that was his state. But his standing was still the same.
所以，在他的败坏里呢，他的良心已经完全的被玷污了。然后他非常非常的败坏和父亲分开。这个是他的状态，不是他的地位。
Once a son, always a son.
是一个孩子呢，儿子呢，他就永远是个。
But our present condition can be up and down and up and down.
但是你的状态呢会上来上下上来下下上来下下。
It's like the weather in Vancouver.
就像温哥华的天气一样啊。
You know, some days it's sunny, sometimes it's raining, right?
一会儿天出太阳，一会儿下雨，一会儿。
That's the state of affairs.
这就是状态。
But at 35,000 feet, it's all the sun is always shining above the clouds.
但是呢，你上到30,000英尺的高空，永远是太阳，永远是太阳，对。
And someday, we're going to have eternal day with no clouds.
所以终归有一天我们会有一个永恒的没有云没有遮盖的一天。
But I think we should start, have a break here. We'll just, you'll just give thanks.
Okay, 来我们一起做个茶歇的祷告。好，我们安静啊，一起来祷告。我们的天上的父，谢谢您赐给我们这样宝贵属灵的话语，让我们真的明白您的道是奇妙的，您的道更是真理，是救我们的，是把我们从一切的苦难中劳苦中带进您安息的，父啊，也求您真的让我们愿意接受这最美好的礼物，说主啊，我愿意谢谢您在十字架上所做的一切，主啊，我们也为一会儿的饮食献上感谢，求您祝福我们，也洁净我们，奉主耶稣的名。
Amen. You were just talking about conscience, and she asked very difficult questions, but they're interesting questions, and I really enjoy when she does ask, because it's like iron sharpening iron. We learn from that too, because we don't think about these kind of things, and so it's very interesting. You're talking about conscience, right? A human being is when a baby is conceived, right? It says here in John chapter 1.
It's okay. 那我们刚才提到了良心这件事情啊，那Stephanie 提这些问题都很好啊，虽然我们很多时候也自己没有很深的去想着像铁磨铁一样，就双方都有好处，所以我们先看一下良心，关于良心的事情。那第一，约翰福音一章。
Okay, John chapter 1 and verse 9, it says.
第九节。
It says the true light that giveth light to every man was coming into the world. So,
那光是真光，照亮一切世上的人。
So this conscience that you're talking about, the Lord gives us conscience, right? Because He says He's the light of the world, and He gives us that light when we become.
良心就像光一样哈，耶稣说他是这世上的光，然后他把这个光呢也照到我们心里，其实我们的良心就亮了。
We become conscious of the fact that we have a God and a Father, and then as we grow as babies and that we seek out God and we learn about Him and in our Sunday schools and everything else and about life in general, we become conscious of things, but it's God that gives us that light.
就像我们在从小主日学或者说其他的场合，我们知道了神之后，你就像里面的光就亮了，然后呢慢慢的长大，这个光是越来越亮的，但是这个光的源头是从神那里来的。
And just a comment on you were talking about the rest. We have an eternal rest in Jesus Christ our Lord because of what he's done on the cross. It's a finished work and we can rest in that.In the Old Testament, when God started creating, right in the beginning, it says on the seventh day He rested. God did not need rest, you know, like as we need rest, we get tired. God does not get tired. And, but this was a pattern that He was setting for the people, that they should work 6 days, and on the seventh day they should rest. It was a pattern that He was giving them.
那讲到旧约的这个安息呢，其实神他本身他不需要安息啊，他是永生神，但是呢他设置一些其实为了是我们的益处，他工作六天然后一天安息，这都是为了旧约犹太人他们的益处。
Now when Jesus was performing miracles on the seventh day, the Pharisees were more concerned about the laws, rules and regulations, the laws of MosesThen they were concerned about people. And Jesus was trying to tell them that his Father started that work when sin entered into the world. And the Father never, he doesn't go to sleep, you know, on the seventh day and, you know, he doesn't have anything to do or whatever. But he's always working. And Jesus said, I'm always working. Okay, so there's a purpose in what they do from day to day.And they don't rest from that. It's not like they stop and that's it. They don't do anything on those days. On the seventh day, you know, Jesus is still working and his Father is working.
对，所以在第五节第五章里面讲到他他说我父做事直到如今我也做事啊。所以他这里讲的就是神其实他没有他并不是为了自己做这个安息日，他一直是在做工的。
But for us in these days,That day of rest that the Lord talks about is a day for us to remember Him. We lay aside our work and we come to worship, we come to church and we come to remember Him in the breaking of the bread and the drinking of the cup. He's asked us to do that, to remember Him. And that's what we do on that day of rest. It's not like we have to take rest from our work. Sometimes people are working shift work and they have to work 7 days and they're working. But it's a day to worship. It's a day to remember and give glory to God on that day.
那今天呢，我们新约里的信徒们每一周的这个主日呢，它并不是一个安息日的概念，它是一个敬拜日的概念，是我们在一周里有一天的时间来和主待在一起来敬拜他，赞美他这个也是为了我们的益处，但是它的角度并不是从肉体的安息的角度来讲的。
And touching, you know, we were talking about the cross. You were saying, about God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit on the cross of Calvary when Jesus was dying. It's hard for us to enter into the mysteries of God. I mean, his ways are much different than our ways. He's outside of his creation. He's not inside the boundaries of what creation is. He's outside of those boundaries. So when we...
Yeah. Yeah, 所以他说呢，这个神呢，他三位一体的神呢，其实我们能理解的部分，他是一个个在回答刚才的那个问题的点啊。那我们能理解的部分真的是也是有限的啊，他并不是完全我们能够明白一切的关乎这里面的真理。
We read in God's word that great is the mystery of godliness, that God was manifest in the flesh.And, you know, people have a hard time, believing that God would come as a flesh, in the flesh, as a man. They find that hard to believe, and these people here are having that same problem.
一样的问题啊，比如说神道成肉身来，这也是一个非常难理解的事情。因为这个难理解的角度是因为我们是被造的，神是创造的。所以呢，你被造的角度去理解创造的那一个，你总是，觉得很难理解，它不是一个能够对等能够去明白的。
So it was by man that sin entered into the world and death through sin. So he came as a man to take the judgments of that sin, to take the punishment of that sin. And, you know, during those 3 hours of darkness, it says that God could not look upon his son.Because see the judgments, we judge people here on the earth and you know, we read about things that happen here, the different punishments that man gives to another man in judgment. And we read about the cross, that was the judgment of, at that time, how they judged men, the government, the rulers would put him on a cross and make him suffer like that. But the judgments of God are even more extreme, things that we cannot enter into what his judgments are when he judged his son.
所以同样的道理，在十字架上的审判的时候，我们人能够理解的就是人的法庭上的审判，然后比如处死一个人，那最多就是痛苦到一个程度是在十字架上所受的刑罚。但是我们不能理解那三个小时那个黑暗里，倒是神怎么样审判这个属灵的罪全部加在耶稣身上的，这也都是我们不能够去想象也不能够去体会的。
We can't understand because God is infinite. He has no beginning, he has no end. So when we commit a sin against God, it's an infinite sin. And to forgive an infinite sin is way beyond our imagination, even our thinking, how that can be possible.
就是呢，神是无限的，神是存到永远的。所以呢，当我们里面的灵呢，犯罪得罪神的时候呢，其实是在永恒里得罪他的。否则我们不会永恒失丧嘛？那这种永恒里得罪他的这样的一个 sin， 这个罪哈、啊，是怎么样能够被赎回来的？这种事情我们是不能够去想象，不能够去理解，因为我们存在的这个肉体也是有限的。
So the things that are impossible for man are possible with God.
所以在神不人不能的，在神凡事都能的。
And our God is a great God. We shouldn't limit him in any little thing that we, our little minds think about. But his knowledge and his wisdom is infinite as he's infinite.
所以他的知识他的能力和他自己的本性一样也是无限的。所以我们用我们有限的头脑甚至也在罪里堕落的头脑是很难去完全领会或者明白神。他在永恒里所做的一些事情，他到底是怎么是回事
？So even though we have a hard time understanding the things of God in that way, our job is to believe and have faith that all He does for our good.
即便我们不明白呢，有一点我们是很清楚的要建立的观念，就是我们要相信他做的这一切都是出于美善的原因，而且都是为了我们的益处。就像一个父亲对孩子一样。
And God created us to depend on Him, our Creator.
因为神造这一切的时候呢，就是让我们要依靠他的。
And that's the thing about man and the trouble that he gets into. He starts relying on his own strength, his own wisdom, his own knowledge.
所以人呢，因为长大了以后，总是愿意依靠自己的智慧，依靠自己的知识。
We must just rest in Him.
但是呢，我们总是要在他的，就信靠他的信心里得安息了，就是要信靠他。
Okay, that's
all. So just a review here. We're looking at the Lord Jesus as his claim to equality with the Father.
所以这里呢，耶稣在这里提到他和永恒神、永生神是同等的。
These reasons that he's giving, would be very offensive to the Jews.
这样的一个表述哈，对于当时的犹太人是会非常冒犯他们的。
They would consider these reasons to be blasphemy, which is punishable by death.
他们会把这样的表述呢当作亵渎神，结果是要打死的。
There's a sevenfold claim to equality with the Father.
在这些经文里呢，有七重的表述啊。
We've looked at three. We'll look at four more.
我们已经看了三重，我们来看剩下的四重。
The three are just as a quick review. He was equal in working with the Father.
那这前面三个呢？第一呢是跟神工作是同等的。
That's verse 19.
这是十九节。
Verse 20, equal in knowledge.
第二呢是知识，就是二十节。
Because of their intimacy,
因为他们的紧密的关系。
The Father and Son would share all things.
父和子呢会分享一切的事。
So he knew all the Father's mind.
那他知道所有父的心。
Thirdly, in verse 21.
二十一节。
He has life within himself to resurrect the dead.
那他在他里面呢，可以从死里复活，有这样的生命。
Now the Jews, they believe that only God could raise from the dead.
那犹太人呢，他们相信只有神能从死里把人复活。
Jesus claiming to be able to raise people from the dead was a claim to being equal with God.
那当耶稣说他也能够的话呢，他其实就是在说他跟神是同等。
And I might emphasize the fact that his claim to being equal with God was the same as claiming to be God.
所以甚至呢他在讲到跟神同等呢，就讲到他其实就是神了。
So the fourth is in verse 22. The fourth.
第四点就是二十二节。
Claim. Moreover, the Father judges no one, but has entrusted all judgment to the Son.
父不审判人，乃是将审判的事全交于子。
The Jews believed that God would be the final judge of all.
因为犹太人知道呢，永生神是那最终的审判者。
But God sent the Son into the world to be the Savior of the world.
但是神差圣子来是来这全地的
救主。John chapter 3 and verse 17.
约翰福音的三章十七节，就是耶稣来的目的是什么？
For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him.
神差他的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪。乃是要叫世人因他得救。
He becomes the gate, as it were, the door.
他成为那个门呐。
Whereby everyone can come through Christ and be saved.
那每一个人能够通过耶稣可以得救。
Whoever, it says in verse 18, whoever believes in him is not condemned.
一切信他的不被定罪。
But whoever does not believe stands condemned already because he's not believed in the name of God's one and only Son.
那信的人呢，罪已经定了，因为他不信神独生子的名。
See, what people don't understand is that everyone is under condemnation now before God.
因为人知道的是每一个人现在都是在神的审判之下。
We're all guilty before God.
因为我们面对神的律法都是有罪的。
But that's why Jesus came into the world, so that not to condemn the world at that time, but the world through him might be saved.
所以耶稣来就是不是为了定世人的罪，是要世人因他可以得救。
He became God's way of saving the condemned.
他会成为神的道路啊，去救那被定罪的人。
But because he was rejected,
但是因为他被拒绝了，
people now still can come to him for salvation.
人们现在依然可以来到他面前为了救恩。
But he's going to, at some time, God has appointed him as the judge, God the Father.
在这幕后的时候会有一天呢，神会差他来只是为了审判的事。
He's qualified as a judge.
他是完全有资格成为这个审判者的。
You know, on the earth, we have judges that sit in the courts of our lands.
那我们都知道地上会有审判官在法庭里。
What qualifications do these judges need?
那这些法官需要什么资格呢？
Well, first of all, they need to understand the laws of the land.
那首先呢，他必须明白律法，对不对？
Well, the father trusted the son to know all his will. He qualifies at that point.
所以父呢使圣子知道他一切的心意啊，所以圣子是知道神的律法的。
Secondly, a judge must be one of the people.
那第二呢，这个审判官必须得是同类同族的，这都是人人人审判人嘛。
He must understand what it's like to live in this country.
他必须得知道这个在这个国家生活或者这种生活是个什么样的概念，就是他自己也是之一。
They must understand the customs and they understand the language and understand the people.
比如说地上的这个法官，他必须得明白文化，他必须得明白这一群人一切的这个习俗。
The Lord Jesus came as a man. He dwelt among us. He tabernacled. He lived here for a while.
耶稣呢，他是一个人，他跟我们住在人的当中，他明白人的一切的事。
It says that he was tested in every point like we were, but without sin.
圣经说呢，他跟我们一样，在一切的事情上受试探，只是他没有犯罪。
So he qualifies as judge.
所以他是有资格成为那法官的。
Not only that, but he had no sin of his own.
第三点呢，他必须得完全里面没有罪。
So there's no compromise.
那这样的话，他就不可能有妥协了，他就不会不公正，对。
He always does the things that please the Father.
他总是做使父神喜悦的事。
So he can judge impartially.
所以他是完全公平的能够审判。
He doesn't consider one man more important than another man.
他不会把一个人看为比另一个人更重要。
The rich and the poor and the powerful and the weak are all on the same ground being judged by the Lord Jesus.
那有权的无权的有钱的没钱的在他面前都是一样的。
So, he then says there in verse 22, the Father judges no one but has entrusted all judgment to the Son.
所以22节说父不审判人什么人乃是将审判的事全交于子。
He's claiming absolute equality with the Father.
所以他完全把自己说成和父神同等。
It's as if the Attorney General, were the God the Father and the judges the Son. The Attorney General appoints the Son.
所以这样的永恒的元帅啊
，appoints the judges.
相当于父神啊，他指派了这个圣子来做那审判官。
So, we might ask ourselves, what judgments will he perform?
那我们可能会问呢，他行什么样的审判呢？到时候
，a number of judgments，
很多的审判。
we have the believers, you and I who have trusted Christ, there's no condemnation, there's no judgment to those who are in Christ Jesus.
在基督里的呢，就不再是定罪了。
Judgment has passed.
因为审判的事呢，已经过去了。
Because judgment fell on the Lord Jesus when he died on the cross.
因为耶稣在十字架上死的时候，审判就已经临到他了。
Our penalty, our punishment, he took upon himself.
所以我们的应该受的那个惩罚审判呢，在那一点上已经受了。
So there's no condemnation.
再没有了，没有定
罪。To those who are in Christ.
在基督里的人就不再定罪了。
So we'll never see the Lord Jesus Christ as our judge.
所以我们不可能看见耶稣成为我们的审判者哈。
Because he took our place in judgment.
因为他在那永恒的审判里，他已经为我们付上了这个，站在我们的位置上。
However, he's going to judge in a different way.
但是他会审判我们是另外一个角度。
For the believer.
为对于信徒来说，他会有其他的审判方式。
One day, the Lord Jesus is going to come.
有一天呢，耶稣会回来。
He's going to come for his own.
为了他自己的。信徒
he's going to come and claim the fruits of his labor.
他会来，把他做工的果效啊，他要取回来。
He's going to gather the wheat into his barn.
他要把那个麦子收进粮仓啊。
He's going to come for his own people.
他为他自己的民回来。
We read that in the scriptures that it's going to be.Secret, a coming of the Lord Jesus.
会有一个耶稣秘密的回来哈。
We don't know the time.
我们不知道时间。
We don't know the day.
也不知道哪一天。
But we know he's coming because he's promised that he will.
但他说他会回来。
And when he comes, it says in 1 Thessalonians that we are going to hear the shout.The voice of the archangel and the trumpet of God will sound. The dead in Christ are going to rise first, those that have gone before.
当他来的时候呢，帖撒罗尼迦前书讲到了，我们会听见天使的喊声，然后呢，会有吹角的声音，然后最后一声吹角声音结束了以后呢，死人会先复活，就是在主里死的会先复活。
And that we who are alive and remain here until the coming of the Lord.
然后如果就在那个时候呢，地上活着还没有死的圣徒哈，这么一批人。
When we hear that shout, we're going to be changed like that.
如果我们听见了这个声音呢，我们会立刻改变，我们的身体会立刻改变。
We're going to rise to meet the Lord in the air.
我们会升到。回到空中与主相遇。
And then we're going to be with the Lord.
然后我们就跟他永恒的在一起。
But at that day, there's going to be a judgment.
但那天呢，所有这些，你看死里复活的圣徒和我们活着见他的圣徒，在天上会有一个审判。
But it's not a judgment to condemnation.
但是这不是定罪的审判。
That was settled at Calvary's cross.
因为定罪的审判已经在十字架上啊，已经结束了。
It's a judgment for reward.
这是赏赐的审判。
It's like, the Olympics we saw.
就像奥林匹克一样哈。
But only the top three got medals at the Olympics.
奥林匹克呢，只有三个人拿牌子啊，拿奖牌。
But on that day, everyone is going to get praise of God.
但是在那一天呢，每一个人都会从神呢得到他的称赞。
The Lord Jesus is going to hand out medals to all.
所以。主耶稣会把每一个人该得的奖牌给他。
It's going to be a time of great rejoicing.
这是个非常喜乐的一个审判。
So that's his judgment on the day of Christ.
这是在基督的日子的审判。这一天叫做 Day of Christ, 叫基督的日子。
There will be another judgment after the tribulation period.
然后呢，之后呢，就会有一个大灾难的时候。在大灾难之后呢，还会有一个审判。
I just trace quickly these judgments.
我们就很快地把这些审判的内容讲一下。
There will be the, after the great tribulation, when the church is in heaven, and the great troubles come on this earth.
在大灾难的时候呢，在这之前，所有的圣徒复活或者地上的都已经提走了，所以地上就没有教会了。所以地上剩下的呢，就是大灾难。
And the nations rise up against Christ, led by the Antichrist.
啊，那个时候万国要一起起来抵挡，要在谁的带领下，在敌基督的带领下呢，一起来起来抵挡神。
And God's people, the Jews, are purified by these great troubles.
然后地上剩下的神的子民，就是那些犹太人啊，今天的以色列国，他们会在这个大的灾难里面得着洁净。
The Lord Jesus is going to be revealed from heaven.
神主耶稣会从会从天上显现。
In power and glory.
在他的全能和荣耀里显现。
It will not be a secret coming. It'll be a glorious, powerful display.
这次就不是一个悄悄的显现，不是像那个教会被提的时候在空中显现，它是一个荣耀的、尊贵的。全能的带着他的圣徒们回来的这么一个显现。
And after the great battle of Armageddon,
在哈米吉多顿的大战之后啊，他才显现。
He's going to gather all the nations before him.
那他会把万国都聚在他面前。
And he's going to judge the nations.
他开始要审判万国。
Judge them righteously.
这个是公义的审判。
The standard of judgment there will be on the basis of how they've treated the Jews.
那这个审判的原则就是他们怎么来，他们跟犹太人的关系是什么。
You have countries like France.
如果这是一个友好的关系呢
？How do they treat their Jews?
那他们是怎么来对待神在地上的子民？
And so on. Right around the world, it's going to be that judgment, the judgment of the nations.
所以这个是国度的审判，审判每一个国家。
Then there's going to be the final judgment.
最后呢还会有一个最终的审判。
At the end of the age,
在最时代的最尾巴上。
Heaven and earth is going to pass away.
天和地呢都要消失了。
A great throne is going to be set up.
一个大宝座要设立啊。
A great brilliant white throne.
很荣耀的白色的宝座。
And all the dead, small and great, are going to stand.
所有死了的人不管大和小的都要复活。
And those that have died outside of Christ, they're going to stand before this great throne.
那一切在主以外死的人呢都要站在这个白色大宝座。
And the Lord Jesus will judge that day.
那耶稣呢会在那一天真的行公义的审判给每个人。
As the Son of Man.
作为人子。
God has committed that to him.
神把一切审判的权柄交给他。
That's another claim to the equality with God.
这是另外一个他和神同等的他所审判的意思啊。
Then verse
23.
23节。This flows out from that because as a judge, they should have great honor. A judge should be held in great honor.
所以22节23节是一体的，所以当他是审判者呢，他就有极大的这个权柄和荣耀在身上。
Because of their great responsibility.
因为这是一个很大的责任呢，审判。
They should be held in great honor.
所以他们会有一个很大的荣耀。
So verse 23, that all may honor the Son just as they honor the Father. He who does not honor the Son,does not honor the Father who sent him.
叫人23节都尊敬子如同尊敬父一样，不尊敬子的就是不尊敬差子来的父。
And so all honor should be directed to the Son. And if not, he says, and this must have been a real problem for the Jews, wasThat he said, if you don't honor the Son, you don't honor the Father.
所以这个会是一个，对犹太人特别真的麻烦，就是当他们不去荣耀子的时候，他其实就没有荣耀他们一直在敬拜的父。
Then we have the Did you have something you want to?
No.
Okay, not yet. Okay. Then we have the sixth one.
我们再有第六个。
He says here in verse 24 and verse 25.
24和25节。
I tell you the truth, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life.
24节。
Hearing my word, believing in the one who sent me.
听我话语，信差我来着。
He's claiming that his word has life.
他这里在讲他的话是有生命的。
A living word.
一个活着的，有生命的话。
He's making himself equal with God because that word regenerates it. Resurrection and regeneration are two different things.
所以他的话呢，是可以有复活的生命，就是复活和就重生是有两是不同的。
Regeneration has to do with the new birth. It's a spiritual birth.
那重生呢是一个新的出生，是一个属灵的出生。
Resurrection speaks of the body.
那复活呢是在讲身体。
And the He's talking before he said, I can raise the dead.
所以他前面在讲呢，我能把人从死里复活。
Here he's saying, I can give eternal life.
这里他在讲呢，我能够给你永恒的生命，是里面的。
He says there again in verse 24, that he who believes in him who sent me, has eternal life and will not be condemned. He has crossed over from death to life.
所以24节说呢，他就是那些人呢，听他话又信他差他来者，就有永生了，不至于定罪，已经是出死入生了。
Now we consider what he's saying here. There is that from Adam all the way through, everyone dies.
他这里讲的从亚当以下的每一个人都死了。
And we accept, the world accepts the fact that we're all going to die.
那神呢，世界呢，都承认这么一个事实，人人都有一死。
Let me quote a statistic.
那我来告诉大家一个统计数据。
Three out of every three people die.
三个人里面三个都死了。
Did you get that statistic?
你们知道这个统计数据吗？
Everyone does.
每一个都死了。
But what is he saying here?
那他这里在说什么呢?
He said, if you believe my word, my living word, you've passed out of this place of death into life.
所以他说你信他呢活的话，你就出了这个死地啊，你要进到永生里去了。
So he not only gives life to a dead body, but he gives life in the spirit.
所以他不但是身体上是可以把人从死里复活，他会给你一个属灵的永恒的生命。
But there's more.
那还有。
Because he not only gives life, he gives his life.
所以他不但给生命，他给的是自己的生命。
And his life is what?
他的生命是什么?
The life of God, eternal life.
是神永恒的生命。
Only God is eternal.
因为只有神是永恒的。
And he's claiming that he can give God's life to whoever believes.
他说呢，他对一切信的人，他能够把神的生命。
He'd have to be equal with God.
他和神是同等。
To make such a claim.
他这么说是表明他和神是同等。
So, passed over out of death and into life. That mysterious action can only be done by God.
从死到活，这样的一个神奇的事啊，只有神能做。
It's like when you make a transaction at the counter and you buy a bag of apples.
这就像你在柜台上去买一口袋苹果。
There's an exchange, isn't there?
这里有一个交换的概念，对不对？
One minute your money is yours and the apple is theirs.
有前一分钟呢，钱在你手上，苹果在他手上。
Next minute, the money is theirs and the apple are yours.
下一分钟呢，苹果在你手上，钱在他手上。
In the same way, or not the same way, but as a poor example. But the moment we believe with the transaction, you see, that God has paid for that. And all we do is believe and the transaction's done.
所以同样类似的啊，不是特别恰当的方式，但是类似的，就是我们信的时候呢，因为神的工已经做完了，借着我们的信呢，这样的交易也完成了，这样的交换也完成了。
We accept his payment,
我们把
and he gives us eternal life.
我们接受了他所付上的赎价，然后他就给了我们他的永生。
Why would you refuse eternal life?
你为什么要拒绝永生呢？
You know, people refuse eternal life.
因为人们有时候会拒绝永生的。
Do you know why?
你知道为什么呢？
Because they have a little time that they want for themselves.
因为他在地上还有一点点的时间能够想要自己做主。
And they hoard it like a miser hoarding his gold that he can't keep beyond this life.
这就像一个人去藏起他的金子啊，虽然这些金子他也知道带不到永恒里去啊，但是在永生的有限的今生他还是想多藏一点。
For this little bit of time, they will forfeit eternity.
但是为了这么小小的一点今生的时间，它的代价是永恒啊，就是永恒的失丧的代价，这其实不划算的。
Like a spoiled child holding on to a toy that he won't give up.
这就像一个小小孩很淘气也不懂事的孩子，非要按着一个玩具，其他什么都不要了。就像这个环境。
And so, he is equal to God in able to give birth, the new life, eternal life, the life of God.
所以这是一个永生神啊，他告诉我们，他就是神，他能够给我们永恒的生命。在这一点上，他跟父神是同等。
我问一下，基督徒在死的那一瞬间，他的灵魂是已经到天堂了呢，还是要等到那个末日，就是那个基督再下来那一天，他的灵魂才上去？
Yeah, so,
那这中间在哪儿？我如果没有当时那一瞬间。
What about the spirit of a believer after his death? Where is it? Is it in heaven or anywhere? So waiting for
absent from the body and present with the Lord.The new body he's going to give us is what Eric was talking about when he comes.
New body, right?
Yeah, new body when he comes. Okay, is that the second
yeah,
but the spirit is...
Right, yeah, right now, right, when a believer dies, his spirit goes straight to...
Straight to, right?
Yeah.Goes home.
就是灵是直接去了天堂啊。然后呢，刚才 Eric 讲到的那个在天上相遇的那个点，其实是给了我们一个新的身体。现在比如你今天得救了，今天死了，你的灵呢，你的肉体就在土里了，你的灵呢就在天上，然后只等到呢耶稣再来的那一刻呢，所谓死里复活呢，就是你的灵和你的
肉
体
又合一了，在天堂
会有一个重生的，会有一个复活的身体。对，那个哥林多前书十五章，哥林多前书十五章，新的身体，你去读哥林多前书十五章，大家读那个新的身体啊，这个我们因为时间关系啊，因为你们对你们去读哥林多前书记下来，哥林多前书十五章记下来啊，记下来好不好？自己去读哎，因为这个是十五章。I just tell them to read the First Corinthians 15, chapter 15.
Right.
Yeah, to save time.
Homework.
的家庭作业啊。
You'll be tested next week.
自己去读。我们今天时间原因不。整章啊，自己去读。
整章啊。
If we could just read, First Epistle of John, and chapter 5. This is what...
约翰一书哈，我们看一下约翰一书的五章。
And verse 9, starting to read at verse 9.
五章九节。
First, First Epistle of John, chapter 5, and verse 9, it says, "We accept man's testimony, but God's testimony is greater, because it is the testimony of God, which he has given about his Son. Anyone who believes in the Son of God has this testimony in his heart. Anyone who does not believe God has made him a liar, because he has not believed the testimony of God and has given that God has given about his Son. And this is the testimony, okay? That God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life."
五章九节和约翰一书五章九节，我们既领受人的见证，神的见证更该领受了，因神的见证是为他儿子做的，信神儿子的就有这见证在他心里，不信神的就是将神当作说谎的，因不信神为他儿子做的见证。这见证就是神赐给我们永生，这永生也是在他儿子里面。人有了神的儿子就有了生命，没有神的儿子就没有生命。
okay, 对对，
非常清楚。
Amen. Yeah, that well, the last thing he gives us here is John chapter 5.
约翰福音五章最后。
And for our purposes this morning, this is the last point, verse 26.
七点钟的最后一点，二十六节，五章二十六节。
This is the last point that we made before this was that he was equal in regenerating. In other words, giving this imparting life for the second birth.
对，这个是在前面一点讲到，它是重生里面是同等的，就意思呢，给人里面的生命啊，在这点的能力上跟父神是同等的。
Now you can never give something you don't have.
你要知道呢，你从来不可能给别人一些你没有的东西。
And the Lord Jesus, could not give life if he didn't have life in himself.
如果耶稣里面他没有生命，他怎么给你呢？
In order to have life in yourself, you'd have to be self-existent.
所以你你要把自己给，你要有自己，这生命你要给出去呢，你就自己是活的，是永生的。
You and I don't have life in ourselves.
我们自己彼此啊是没有这个生命。
That's proven because we're all going to die.
有一个很好的证据就是我们都死了，都会死的。
Even in the Garden of Eden.
那即使是在伊甸园里。
There was another tree there that's not spoken of very often.
还有一棵树不是很常说的。
It was called the tree of life.
那棵树叫生命树。
The tree of life. It was necessary too.
那个生命树也是非常必要的。
For them to live forever.
是为他们能够活到永恒的。
They needed that outside source of God's life.
那他们是外在的这个能够外在的这个资源吧，就是让他们能够活出神的生命，一直活着。
But God doesn't need a tree of life.
但是呢，神并不需要这样的一棵树。
He doesn't need anything to sustain him.
他不需要有这么一棵树来保持他的生命。
He has life in himself.
因为他在自己就有生命。
And in verse 26,
二十六节
says here, "For as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son to have life in himself."
因为父怎样在自己有生命，就赐给他儿子也照样在自己有生命。
So therefore, we have these.Sevenfold statements that tell of the equality of the Son to the Father.
所以我们有七层的证据啊，讲到耶稣和父神是为什么同等。
Next week we're going to look at the five testimonies to the Son.
那下一周呢，我们开始讲新的，就是五个见证。为这个儿子啊，为圣子讲的五个见证。
This is a very deep Bible study, Bible school. Sorry,
这是一个有一点深的这个圣经学习了哈。
If you learn all that we are learning today and next week, you'll gain an advanced degree in spirituality.
如果你学明白这个这些东西啊，就能够得到还蛮高级的这个学位了。
And even though I'm teaching it, I'm still learning it.
其实我在教的时候我也在学。
And no one can say they've arrived to full knowledge.
没有人能说他得着全部的知识
了。The Lord bless you.
愿主祝福你。
We'll see you next week.
我们下周再。
You close us with the word.
Okay, yeah, 我们一起来做个结束的祷告。我们在天上的父，那谢谢您，让我们看见啊，圣子是和您同等。我们看见我们要做的就是来到圣子面前，接受他成为我们的救主，因为他是唯一的道路、真理和生命啊，因为在他那有永生，也是我们唯一能够得着永生的方式，是吧？求您把这样的真理啊，真的浇灌进我们每一个人的心，让我们真的愿意接受，也由此而得祝福，是吧？谢谢您，求您祝福我们，奉主耶稣的名，阿门。